and welcome to Cruisin' for a Reviewsin'. This week it's a minisode where I'm once again joined by Heather.
Hello!
Thanks for coming back, Heather. It's been a long week, but we're back to talk about more Tom Cruise shit. But
hooray!
Shut up! What we're doing, and this is an idea you came up with, which is brilliant. We're going to talk about another famous Tom, as well as Tom Cruise, the owner of my heart. And it's the owner of America and the world's heart,
Tom Hanks.
So there's another podcast by some American dudes called Cruise Club, and they also did which I only followed that one, so I can't remember what the name of the Tom Hanks one. It was like Hanks for Coming. It was like some funny little pun. Really fun. I've actually listened to a couple of their podcasts to get me into the spirit of reviewing some movies for my podcast, so thanks, guys. But when they were doing the Tom Cruise movies, alternate weeks they would do Tom Hanks movie, and they were doing they were doing chronologically. And
were they called Tom Tom Club or something?
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Yeah. So it ended up like it didn't match up super well because Tom Hanks has been in a lot more than Tom Cruise has.
Yeah.
So it was, and also Tom Hanks did a lot of TV stuff early in his career as well. So to get through all that, it didn't match up as well as it'd been great if it had just matched up perfectly, like the same sort of years and everything, but it didn't quite. But we were talking about whether like you could interchange Tom Hanks and Tom Cruise in certain movies and how they would work or if they would fucking destroy the movie.
Yeah.
We've already had a big laugh about a few of the options. So let's have a chat about those.
So a big early success for Tom Hanks is Big.
Yes.
See what I did there?
Oh, you did it.
I'm so sorry. Do you think Tom Cruise could play the main role in Big?
Yes. So Big was, what year was Big?
It was 1988.
That's later than I thought it was. Yeah, I think that is one of the films that Tom Cruise could definitely do because, I mean, Tom Cruise by 1988 was in things like Top Gun and everything. So I think if it came out a bit earlier, it would have been better.
Yeah.
But
do you think he could do that kind of childlike wonder?
He kind of does it in, so I'm wondering, maybe because 1988, maybe he was just that bit too, I mean, he was still young, but he was already being a bit more adult in some of his movies.
He's being very masculine in his movies.
So maybe not, but if it would have been released a bit earlier, so when you see him in Risky Business, he is so young and he is like such a teen boy who doesn't like it's because this one I thought saw Risky Business. I thought it was going to be like a silly romp, but it ended up being like quite grim and dark. But I think, that sort of playful youth naivete. Yeah, that's the word. That would have worked well for Big. I would have loved to have seen Tom Cruise dancing on those fucking.
Okay, so do you reckon Tom Hanks could do Risky Business?
I've thought about this one before. Yes. Oh, yes, I think he could have early because it was pretty early, like 1983. I think the tone would have felt different because I think Tom Hanks kind of, especially when he was younger, had that bit more of a goofy kind of feel to him. And even though his character, Tom Cruise's character in Risky Business was a little bit of a goofy, dorky teen, it might have changed the tone a little bit, but I still think
they
were still similar enough in that time that they could have interchanged that pretty okay. What about like Splash? Would Tom Cruise have done?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen Splash in a long time.
Neither have I. Long time ago. Was he playing a bit of an asshole in that?
No, I don't think Tom Cruise could. So it's a young man is reunited with a mermaid who saved him from drowning as a boy. He falls in love with her, not knowing who or what she is.
He's not that whimsical.
I mean, he was had a bit of whimsy in Legend, but
yeah, he was still playing a fairly straight character in Legend, though. Like it was a fantasy setting, but I think he was still fairly serious in that role.
Mm. I think Tom Cruise could have done it, but it would have changed the tone and stuff a little bit.
Yeah,
same as like Bachelor Party. Tom Cruise probably done that in the 80s. That was, perfect time for... They're about the same age, right? Must be.
Things like I was saying, A League of Their Own, I reckon Tom Cruise could play that Tom Hanks character really well because he's a bit of an asshole.
Yeah, so he's actually not aggressive. A super Tom Hanks-y character.
No.
Like, he does a good job of it, but, definitely that kind of... He's an alcoholic and he's a bit of a dirtbag and he's quite horrible to Gina Davis's character.
Yeah.
And I think...
But he's got a heart of gold.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. you're a bit of an abusive piece of shit, but like to... fucking intention somewhere and like reasonably okay.
Tom Cruise could totally be that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like only problem is, and I yell at people for like being mean to Tom Cruise and his height, but also I don't think Gina Davis is 6 foot tall.
She's
or something.
She's a statuesque lady.
Yeah, and I think Tom,
please crush me, Gina.
I love her so much, but
stand
I think
on me.
I think people would have struggled to deal with, you know, a very average-heighted man and a tall woman in that movie. I think that would have been like, otherwise he would have been fine.
That could have added an extra level to the power dynamic.
It could have, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, people, they're just like, I like Tom Cruise, he's so short. I'm like, because I don't give a fuck. Like,
how tall is he again?
5'7".
He's still taller than me.
And like, he could lift a 6-foot Gina Davis up with one arm probably, because all that man did is fucking exercise. So, you know, it's fine. He also married fucking Nicole Kidman, so he can't be that fussed about it. But the public would have been like, oh, so short. Anyway, what about things, something like Top Gun? What would have...
See, I love Tom Hanks, but like in Top Gun, they're dicks.
They're all dicks and they're all want to smooch each other, but...
Yeah, it's very sort of homoerotic. I can't imagine Tom Hanks doing the basketball scene with his shirt off and getting all...
I think the only way Tom Hanks could be in that movie if he was playing Goose.
I could see that.
I think he's that lovable kind of bit goofy, bit of a dork kind of character, but he could never be Maverick.
No.
Like, no one... I don't think there's an actor alive who could be anything but fucking Maverick, but Tom Cruise.
I definitely think there are other actors that could do that.
No, and I shan't hear it.
There are a lot of very charming men out there.
Yeah, but that mixture of the arrogance and the playing volleyball and jeans, like, it's just...
I forgot about the jeans. Why?
Oh, there's an actual... They justified it. It's because he has his date afterwards. So he's... I'm like...
So you want going sweaty jeans.
Sweaty, sandy jeans. Like, it's a terrible excuse, but that's the reason why he plays in his jeans. Like, imagine going on a date and you're like, okay, you're covered in sand and you're chafing real bad because there's sand in your jeans, but... Let's have sex now.
Oh. Ugh. Do you imagine how rank that would smell as soon as he's unzipped?
Oh. Jesus.
Sorry.
Not even my love of Tom Cruise can
overpower that smell.
Make me think that's okay. Now, a big one, this is something that we've talked with Ben about. We've talked about this previously and just like before we started recording, and Ben had lots of opinions then and now. Forrest Gump.
Oh my God.
Now, I want you to all picture.
As Forrest Gump.
Tom Cruise as Forrest Gump. And I am hopeful that you all go, no, absolutely not. I think there's another one where I think Tom Hanks is the only person who could probably play that.
Because he is so lovable. Like, he's playing a man with cognitive and, I guess, physical disability. It's been a long time since I've seen Forrest Gump. Like, you shouldn't have able-bodied people doing those roles to start with, but, like, kind of can... Because it's Tom Hanks. He's so lovable. I can kind of...
Yeah, he's doing it with nothing but, like, pureness of intentions. And...
But can you imagine Tom Cruise putting on the voice of someone with a disability?
Oh, no, I can't. I can't actually kind of imagine that. And my...
Going, Jenny, Jenny.
The embarrassment that I have thinking about that makes you, I just want to roll the gun and die.
But he would run real fast.
But that's the thing. He'd be so good at the running bit. So that's the one thing he'd have fucking covered. All right. Well, on the flip side, another serious film of Tom Cruise's that I'd like to imagine Tom Hanks playing is Magnolia.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you imagine him crutch thrusting with his...
When he does the weird hand. Handstand thing in his underwear in front of the journalist. And
doesn't he wear a leather vest in
there? Yeah, a leather vest. And he's like, I can't even say the thing that he says because it makes me want to die.
Respect
the cock, tame the cunt.
Can you imagine Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks! The whole audience.
He has never said that word in his life.
No.
Not even while playing Scrabble.
No.
He would never put that on the board.
It's like, you can get double points today. He's like, no. I couldn't possibly.
My grandmother famously only ever acknowledged that word existed when she was playing Scrabble and put cunt down on the board for a triple word score. And my mum was shocked. And she's like, it's a word, isn't it?
She ain't wrong.
And then never again.
So my mum's used that word once and it was to describe my ex and it was the perfect time and it was the best. She yelled it very loudly in front of the neighbours as well. It was great.
Go, mum.
And then she said, never use that word again, Cara. I'm like, you've said it now, so I think that's given me like...
The gates are open. Yeah. It's cunt time, baby.
It's a new tagline of my podcast.
Everybody cunt now.
Oh, that's so great. What was another one? Philadelphia was one I think we were undecided on, weren't we?
Yeah, because...
So first of all, I don't know if I've seen Philadelphia, but I feel like I know enough about it. Like, I know what the plot is.
I saw it a very long time ago. I remember crying a lot.
Yeah. I think... It might be one of those ones where the tone ends up changing a bit. It may make it less enjoyable. Or it's one of those movies I'm saying enjoyable. Mm. It's quite the right word. But yeah, I think Tom Cruise could have done a pretty good job. But I have, as I said, I haven't seen it. So
yeah, I don't know. I'm having trouble imagining him in that role and being as empathetic. But like, that's just because I don't like Tom Cruise.
Mm, you're wrong, but...
What about Sleepless in Seattle?
I actually haven't seen that because I can't fucking stand romantic comedies.
Oh my God.
I don't like Meg Ryan either.
The ultimate romantic comedy.
Mm.
He plays like a dad to a little kid, a single dad.
That's already made me angry.
Looking for love.
The only reason why I watched Jerry Maguire was because of Tom Cruise. And I hate the dynamic of the single parent with the child, and nothing against them. It's just me personally. I don't know. I want things to blow up usually in my movies, or someone to die horribly in a violent horror type way. But like watching Jerry Maguire, I'm okay with that movie. Normally the kid in the movie will make me want to die. The Jerry Maguire kid somehow is adorable. Like
he's insanely cute.
He's just cute. And so few kids in movies. Usually I'm just like, fucking bash that kid. I hate him. But that one, for some reason, adorable. Like the kid in, what's that fucking Christmas movie everyone loves?
Love Actually.
That kid, get out of here, you little turd. And then no time for any of them. But yeah. I don't know what the kid is like in Sleepless in Seattle, but as soon as you say a single parent with a kid, I'm like, yawn. Bleh.
But I think the kid is sympathetic and cute, not in the same way that the kid in Jerry Maguire is. He's a bit older and he's sort of wanting to help his dad find love. Like he's involved in the process. But yeah, Tom Cruise could not do, no, banned, not allowed.
Because like, I mean, the same way I couldn't imagine Tom Hanks doing Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Because even though that's a similar, like we've now brought it up, it's like similar dynamic and very, very loosely has the same sort of threads in it. Yet there's such different characters. Like you could imagine Tom Hanks being a sporty, salesy kind of.
Like I'm conjuring that League of Their Own role, imagining him doing that as Jerry Maguire, but like he's too, no, it wouldn't work. Because he has to kind of have a level of like kind of slickness, I think, to him.
Yeah. And I don't think.
Kind of corporate slickness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't think Tom Hanks does. That's a perfect
summary. Corporate slickness. That is absolutely fucking it. I just saw one that I thought would be.
What about Woody in Toy Story?
No.
Voiced by Tom Cruise.
Even though Tom Hanks doesn't change his voice that much, or at all, really, for Woody, I think Tom Cruise doesn't really change his voice ever. Like, he doesn't really do accents.
No. Tom Cruise always is Tom Cruise.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons that I don't like him very often in movies, is because he is always playing Tom Cruise. He very rarely sort of pushes beyond a Tom Cruise-y role.
I think he's settled into that. Like he plays a Tom Cruise action hero in so many movies now. But there are a bunch of movies where he's played. But then I guess it's just a different version. Like it's a more heightened Tom Cruise's.
Yeah. The ones I like tend to be the ones where he's the least Tom Cruise-like.
Yeah.
Like I love a Lestat.
Yeah. Oh, God. My God, Lestat. Oh, that's a movie that Tom Cruise.
No. Could you imagine him and Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks? Oh,
almost
no.
Smooching?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Everyone would just laughing the whole time. Like, stop it.
No, he could not do
it. Too much. Just what I thought of was, could you imagine Tom Hanks in The Last Samurai?
No. I think maybe that's one of the things about Tom Hanks is he never plays very sexual roles. He might play romantic roles.
Yeah, romance.
And love interest, but there's never a real sexual element to it.
Oh, no.
Whereas Tom will do the sexual stuff, but he's also not very romantic, except maybe for Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. And just... Tom Hanks have many sex scenes? I think Tom Cruise has had a bunch.
I guess there have been some, but they tend to be those kind of like 80s romance movies where they cut away and you get some suggestive things.
What's the name of Tom Hanks's wife?
Oh my God. Rita Wilson.
Now, do you think Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks could have been in Eyes Wide Shut?
Look, I'm sure Rita Wilson would have been very sexy.
Tom Hanks sneaking around for a sexy adventure.
But I'm just picturing that scene where she's looking, I think looking in the mirror and he's sitting behind her and like kissing up on her neck. No.
Stop it. Mom and Dad.
Dad, no. The kids are watching.
Oh, what a thought. I Actually, there's a movie that I think Tom Hanks could have done, The Firm.
Oh, yeah.
He's like this young, baffled lawyer who suddenly has to fucking run for his life because the corrupt law firm are out to get him. I think that Tom Hanks definitely could have played that in 1993. I don't think Tom Hanks would have had the same impact in A Few Good Men because that was kind of, he's like a smarmy military lawyer who learns how to become a good lawyer through the process of this trial.
I can imagine him putting a lot of effort into it. I'm not sure it would have worked as well.
Yeah, it wouldn't have felt quite the same.
Yeah.
Like Rain Man. Like, but Tom Hanks could play Dustin Hoffman's character because he's already gone that route in Forrest Gump, so may as well go the whole hog.
Ooh, I'm probably my colour here. Ooh. Tom Cruise could do Angels and Demons.
Yeah, so... Tom Hanks' little foray into action-y kind of movies, like, they're fine. I won't lie, I love Dan Brown books. Like, I read them as I was going through some of those European countries, and I'm like, in Piazza Navona, one of my favourite places in all of Italy.
Yeah.
And I already loved it, but then I read the book, and I was like, hang on, they're like looking at all the things that they would have been looking at. Like, ooh. Like, I love that shit so much. Tom Cruise, he would have been great in that. There's a bit of running and everything, and it's just...
Yeah, he could totally have done that.
About Castaway.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I reckon Tom Cruise could have done it.
Yeah.
When he does his crazy cruise and gets really extreme, like, yeah,
I actually think he would have done a good job.
Yeah.
Would I have cried as much at Wilson as I would? No, I don't think so. Tom Cruise has played a lot of sympathetic characters. Like, but then on the flip side, I couldn't imagine Tom Hanks doing any of the Mission Impossible movies. I mean, apart from that, he would not be able to do it. Like, he's like, I'm not going to jump off the fucking boat. I'm not going to hang onto a plane. Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
But it's still like, there's such Tom Cruise vehicles. No one else could possibly, God, Tom Hanks has been in a fucking lot of movies.
I mean, he's sort of these days playing a lot of more like uncle, grandfather, dad kind of roles. Like Sully, the pilot. Tom Cruise could probably have done that.
Catch Me If You Can, I think Tom Cruise would have been kind in. Then there's movies kind of like, The Green Mile. Tom Cruise could have done that. Like you
need a much more sympathetic-y.
Yeah. Tom Cruise could have played the fucking Percy, the creepazoid, the one who was like a little fucking asshole. I reckon Tom Cruise could have done that.
What about Tropic Thunder?
No, I don't think.
Don't think Tom
Hanks could have been Les Grossman.
I reckon he could have. I've never seen
the movie. Oh, actually, no, I have seen the movie. But you've seen him like doing that.
I've just seen the scene.
Well, that's the thing. No one knew that was Tom Cruise. Like, everyone realized that when the credits rolled.
Yeah.
And we saw it, and everyone's like, what the fuck? Because he had prosthetic hands. He had, like, your bald cap and everything.
Mm.
And he was being such a sleaze. No, I think Tom Hanks could do it. I think, though, it wouldn't have had the same impact because everyone was so fucking shocked because that was Tom Cruise making a point of, I can be silly and ridiculous. I don't take myself seriously all the time.
Yeah. The big reveal, it still would have been like, what? But it nowhere near as dramatic as Tom Cruise.
Yeah. You're like, Tom Hanks loves being silly. But, at that point, Tom Cruise had never been silly. So, you know.
The Terminal, that's the one where the guy's stuck in the Terminal.
Oh, I haven't seen that. But I imagine it's probably very pleasant to watch.
It's kind of sad and pleasant, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think Tom Cruise would have been as sympathetic in that role at all.
Now, I haven't seen Cloud Atlas.
Neither have I.
Yeah, we can't comment on that.
I do still want to see it because I've heard it's so bizarre.
I want to see it. And also, but I always think of in Rick and Morty when Jerry was like an alternate, he was in Cloud Atlas and... No, that's what I mostly think of. I'm like, sure, Tom Cruise could do that.
What about Tom Cruise being Mr. Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood?
No, and I was just going to say Saving Mr. Banks, which is basically about Walt Disney trying to get
Mary Poppins. Yeah.
Which is a lovely movie, and because I'm a big Disney nerd, I enjoy it thoroughly. And they're both roles that only the world's uncle, Tom Hanks, could have actually played.
Yeah. The most perfect casting.
Like, anyone but fucking Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers would be just a fucking catastrophe.
His laugh in there. No.
He's big, like, he leans back and laughs and claps. No.
Would you be my neighbor?
That meme, the meme of him.
Yes.
I mean, Tom Cruise wears a skivvy well, so he could probably wear that cardigan just as well also.
I reckon the best swaps that we've come up with are Magnolia.
it's so wrong, and yet.
Lestat,
yeah.
With Brad Pitt and Tom Hanks getting real smoochy.
I mean, I'd pay so many dollars to see that. I just don't think it would have done Very well. A fucking eyes wide shut.
Oh, oh, no.
No.
Dad, mom, no. What about The Outsiders?
Oh, yeah. No.
Where Tom Cruise is very un-Tom Cruise-like with his nasty teeth and doing somersaults and stuff. We could put Tom Hanks in there.
Yeah, he probably could have done that in the '80s. Like that was very early Tom Cruise, and he probably would have managed to do the flip quite as well. But he would have
goofed it up probably a little bit more.
Tom Hanks would play Pauling Vincent in Collateral because
yeah.
Everyone's like, hey, I know you're a killer, but can we be friends? Can we hang out after this? Because he's so nice. All right. Well, we just talked about Lions for Lambs. Let's end on that. Could Tom Hanks have played that character?
I have seen him play kind of smarmy, kind of shitty guys.
I think I think Tom Cruise did an exceptional job of being the very slick politician, but I don't think that's beyond Tom Hanks at all.
No, I think he could do it. I think it would have a slightly different tone. I think he could totally do it.
I think you would not sympathize, but you kind of be a bit more on his side, whereas I feel like you were...
He would be a bit more fatherly rather than the young slick guy.
Actually, maybe, he'd be a bit more of like the patronizing older man, but he's probably the same age as Meryl Streep. So. Probably. Which would probably make you furious as well. If anyone would like to recommend some movies that would be good swaps, even if it's not Tom Hanks, what other Tom Cruise characters do you think?
Maybe we should have added in a third Tom to this equation with Tom Holland.
Fucking Tom Hardy. But just Tom Hardy just doing all these fucked voices in all these movies. Like the Bane voice in Magnolia.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential. I could talk about this, swapping Tom Cruise for other Toms forever.
I'm imagining Tom Hardy being in, what is it called? You've Got Mail?
But like not over Tom Hardy acting appropriately. It's always him acting as one of these existing characters.
Yeah.
Kind of fucked.
As Mad Max.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so great. Just grunting and only emailing.
I would pay good money for that too. Awesome. Yeah, if you want to give some suggestions or any other Toms that you think we could come up with some fun ideas for swapping characters around, you can contact me on Instagram, Tom Cruise Reviews, or Twitter, Tom Cruise Reviews, no S on the end, or my website, tomcruisereviews.com. Heather, where can we find you online?
You can find me under the name Hacklock on Twitter and Instagram, but you can also follow my podcast, which is called Online Mole Patrol. In most places, it's at Online Mole Patrol. I think on Twitter, I could only call it Mole Patrol because it was too long.
That's why it's Tom Cruise, no S for me. Tom Cruise Reviews, no S,
OMP, Online Mole Patrol, check us out. We talk about internet things from internet history, and we also just talk about stuff like what's the best type of chip.
And hyperlocal news.
Hyperlocal news, where we talk about things that only about 3 people will care about because we want to alienate every listener we ever gain.
Oh, you like this, do you? Well, there's niche piece of nonsense.
Did you know that somebody stole a plant in New Farm?
I love that shit so much. Awesome. Well, thank you again, Heather, for joining me and talking about the world's most boring film last week and also making up for it with a great conversation about Tom movies.
Yay.
We did it. All right. Thanks again. Having a week off next week, but then we'll be back with a new movie review and we'll catch you then.